It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
What am I smelling in the studio right now?
It's called beef jerky.
Ugh, it smells disgusting.
Get over yourself. You are the most pickiest person, that like whiny baby when it comes to food.
It stinks in here. I don't bring stinky food. No, you bring tuna in the morning. You do the nastiest food.
I have brought tuna in one time before.
It is so rude when you're with a group of people.
I smelled something, but I was like, I didn't deal it, so I don't know. I didn't know what it was.
It's
I didn't know it was food.
Yeah. Beef jerky.
Did you smell anything, Liv?
No, I can only smell my granola bar. It's like right in my face.
See, oh, I bring non-offensive smelling food
you
for breakfast.
You bring in second grader lunches. You bring
who cares?
In ocean...
It doesn't stink. If I bring a Pop-Tart, who cares?
Well, who gives a damn what I eat?
Because yours stinks, and you're with a group of
you know
people.
What? All right, fine. Guess what I'm doing right now?
You're so rude.
Guess what this is?
Are you tearing into a Slim Jim?
No, but this is sweet barbecue.
What is that log? It's like Swiss Colony? What is that?
Here, smell it. Can you smell it?
No, I can smell it just fine. Trust me, I smell it. Okay, stop wafting it over here. Stop that.
I'm gonna pull my meat stick out right now. I'm gonna point it at you the whole time you do the garbage.
For the record, the room does smell kind of like a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, I smell it now.
I'm now waving it in the air.
It's common courtesy. Everybody knows the rules. When you're like at work or around a group of people, you should never bring the stinkiest smelling.
It's not
food
stinky.
Yeah.
Who wants to microwave the fish?
Ew. Joe would.
It's not stinky. It's beef jerky.
It does stink. Wendy Williams says her fainting on live TV was not a joke, and it was really scary. She got emotional yesterday talking about it.
Well, what happened was, first of all, I was trending all day. Fabulous. A lot of people thought that was a joke. Me fainting on my set, no, that was not a joke. You know, I don't want to fall. I'm a tall woman, and it's a long way down. I'm also a woman of a particular age, and I'm not trying to break anything. It was really scary.
My goodness.
Oh, bitch!
Kevin Spacey is seeking evaluation and treatment in the wake of multiple sexual misconduct allegations. According to the actor's rep, Kevin Spacey is taking the time necessary to seek evaluation and treatment. No other information is available at this time. Kevin Spacey is facing sexual harassment allegations from three new accusers, including one who says Kevin made advances towards him when he was 16. Shawn Mendes and Hailey Baldwin were holding hands at a Halloween party in Los Angeles on Tuesday. Witnesses say the Stitches singer and model were together at the party hosted with Kendall Jenner and Justin Skye. Sources say the two were holding hands and cuddling up to each other, and they left together. Now, here is the most important thing of the day. I need your Twitter fingers, not your trigger fingers. Teen Mom OG star Amber Portwood is reportedly pregnant. Now, here's the thing. If you know anyone who knows anybody, then you know that Amber lives here in Indianapolis. And you also know that Joe and I, we have really put out a limb, making sure that you get to meet your favorite celebrities. We give you tickets almost every day to your favorite concerts. We've got you snake pit passes in the past year. We've done a lot of things for you. And I am just asking for one thing. One thing only, please. My dream is to have Amber Portwood on this show to announce this pregnancy. And so, if you love me, more importantly us, because there's not a lot of people that love me, but if I say Joe and put him in there.
But I don't want to be put in there. I don't want her on the show.
No, Joe, it would be awesome if like Perez Hilton and E! News and everybody picked up our show and we have her on to talk about the announcement. It's a big deal.
I get the idea like we would look good. Like we could show our bosses like, hey,
yeah.
You guys see us on that?
Exactly.
I'll do it for that. But
Amber is a good person. She's changed.
No.
Yes, she is.
I don't know
so
about that.
Here's... Joe,
sorry.
You can't be acting like that and then she might come on tomorrow.
I didn't mean to hit that.
Okay, here's the thing. So I need you to go on Twitter, tweet her, okay, and tag us at Joe and Alex Show and tell her to please come on the show tomorrow. Please, please, please. We really want her to. So sources are saying she's pregnant with her new boyfriend, Andrew Glennon. So, yeah, that's the whole thing. Disney. What is that?
I don't know. This just started playing.
Disney officially introduced... Disney officially introduced the full cast for its upcoming full-action Lion King. This is amazing. Guys, this cast. Oh, my God. Beyonce.
Are you a cheerleader right now? Hold on. Like, are you doing a cheer routine?
Yes. Beyonce has been confirmed as Nala. Donald Glover is playing Simba. James Earl Jones will play Mufasa. Seth Rogen will play Pumbaa. And Billy Eichner will play Timon. I am living for this cast. The film opens July 19th, 2019. Also, big news. I gotta take a drink real
quick. Yeah, have a sip of your cran apple juice real quick. Hold on, I'm gonna crack open my, this one's bold teriyaki meat stick. Hold on. It's
Jelena.
Country meats.
Jelena lives, guys. Jelena lives. Joe, live, M-Y-K.
Who is Jolena? It sounds
it's
like a Dolly
Jolene,
Parton.
It's Jolene, it's Jelena.
Jolena.
No. Justin Bieber and Selena mashed together. Jelena.
Oh,
Justin
how did I not
Selena,
know that?
They're clearly back together. They were spotted hanging out again yesterday in L.A. It looked like they were a couple. They went on a bike ride. Apparently, The Weeknd is the one who ended his relationship with her, and it had nothing to do with Biebs. Insiders said that The Weeknd enjoyed being single before he met Selena and felt unfairly tied down in a relationship that had lost its passion. Apparently, a few weeks ago, he called her, explained how the relationship was no longer working for him, and ended it. Insiders say that the two have remained friendly and have even talked several times since the breakup. And then the last thing, which is disgusting, Cardi B recently did an interview with Rolling Stone and proudly revealed that she doesn't use protection. So,
ew.
There's that. She told
ew,
the
why?
She told the person interviewing her, girl, I don't even use a condom. That's what she said.
That's how you get AIDS.
That is not
herpes.
Safe sex, children. That is the garbage.
That is disgusting. You can check out the garbage. Listen, if you're married, like I'm a married man, I don't think I need to wear condoms anymore. Like, unless I'm trying to, you know, do that as birth control or like, you know, like a preventive thing.
Yes, people are tweeting Amber at Amber L. Portwood. Ah, yes, get her, girl.
No, don't. All right. This is good. This is now wild teriyaki jerky. It's very tasty.
Please make my dreams come true. Amber, come on our show tomorrow. Let me hold your hand. I'll keep my seat warm for you. We'll be best friends.